and Water Watch and a lot of other groups from representing farmers and lots of other food issues are here in Fort Collins because on Friday, the federal government is having a hearing on the issue of competition in agriculture, specifically whether there's enough competition in livestock markets. And this is actually, it's a really big deal. They've never done hearings like this before. They're doing five of them this year. This is number four. So a lot of groups have come in to participate in that. And then we're also doing a big event tonight where we hope that the public can come and learn more about this.
Well, I know there's a lot of very important federal representatives, the USDA Secretary of Agriculture, Tom Vilsack's in town, and U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder. They're all in Fort Collins for this event happening on Friday. But why, as a group like yourselves, food justice activists, what is your concern around the issue of ownership in the beef industry and consolidation and the issues that are being discussed?
Well, we don't think we're going to get a food system that we want, or, you know, restore regional food systems, get people closer to their food supply so that they can support, you know, family-scale farmers that are doing things the way they want. We can't do that in our current system because it's really controlled by just a handful of companies. So, for example, in the beef industry, four companies control over 80% of the cattle market, which means that four out of five cows, they are processing and slaughtering, and that's not good for independent producers. They don't have very good options in the marketplace to get a fair price, and it actually really isn't good for consumers, despite what the industry tells us, because it gives them all of the control, gives them all of the decision-making about how that meat is produced, what they're going to charge for it, you know, where our consumer dollar goes. They're really the bottleneck in the middle of the system, so we're long overdue for shaking that up, and, you know, we need to look at antitrust and lots of other things, and have a healthier, you know, actual marketplace for this stuff, not just a couple of companies.
And how has agriculture in the U.S. morphed into this situation where we've got these huge agribusinesses really dominating the industry? How have we gotten to this point?
It didn't happen overnight, and it wasn't an accident, despite some of the descriptions you'll hear from, you know, some economists and the industry themselves. They like to talk about this as just, you know, this is a mature industry, and this is just the way that things happen. But this was not an accident. I mean, this is the result of, you know, farm policy that has always been tipped towards the largest players. It's the result of just nobody really taking any action on the kind of on the antitrust side of things. I mean, we've had regulators that are supposed to be in charge of this, and for decades they've not been doing their jobs. So we've seen lots and lots of mergers, and we've seen economics that are just so tipped towards the biggest players, you know, that the only way you can stay alive is by having huge volume, because the prices are driven so, so low that the little guys have been driven out. And so there's a lot of groups here participating in these events talking about, you know, throwing around a lot of numbers about the tens of thousands of independent, you know, family farmers that have been driven out over the last decade or two decades. And it's not just the natural way economics works. This is bad policy.
Is it not easier, though, for federal officials to regulate an industry that is controlled by larger entities as opposed to having to go to small little farms spread everywhere? Is it not easier to regulate an industry that is turned into this, or is that not the case?
You know, that used to be more of an abstract question. And this week, as we live through this massive egg recall, we're starting to get a clear indication that it's not improving the safety of our food. We think it's making it worse. I mean, this egg recall is a stunning example of the cost of this consolidation. This is two companies, both in the top 10 of egg producers. They put out half a billion eggs in just a couple of months. You know, and these were large, very easy to find, you know, big concentrated operations, and the government wasn't there regulating them. They've not had the political will to go after these big guys. And we also need to talk about, this is a different way to produce food. You know, it's not that we're just doing it the same on a really big scale. These are different methods. We're talking about raising animals on a scale that we've never seen before until the last couple of decades. And that brings a whole new level of risk, and we're way behind in figuring that out and regulating it appropriately.
Well, Patty, you bring up the egg recall, which has really put the issue of food safety and regulation front and center for so many people in this past week or so. Has there been similar incidences in the beef industry, which is really the focus of this meeting in Fort Collins?
Well, one of the kind of watershed or, you know, really notable recalls in beef is a little older, but it actually came from a plant here in Colorado, in Greeley, Colorado, where when I was first starting out on this work, it was probably 7 or 8 years ago now, you know, one plant in Colorado had to recall 20 million pounds of ground beef. And they actually had been selling beef to other companies, and that's how the problem actually was found, not by the company itself. And, you know, it shows the scale and just the amount of food that's at risk if a company like this isn't using good practices or has some problem and isn't aware of it. So it's not isolated to this egg thing. We've really seen this level of concentration across the board, ranging from the folks that supply the seeds and the feed and the baby chickens are all concentrated all the way through to the grocery stores. I mean, we have fewer options of where we buy our food.
Well, Patty, what is your vision for the future of agriculture in this country and how do we get there?
So there's a lot of ways to get there. It's a great question. I mean, we're talking with a lot of folks, and this is not just Food and Water Watch. There's lots of, family farm groups and people that are talking about local and regional economies. And we really need to start talking about restoring the ability for there to be regional food systems. And that takes a lot of different pieces. It takes dealing with these economics so that independent, small operators have a level playing field to give it a shot, that you know, they're not competitive. They're not competitive when they're in an unfair situation because of the big guys rigging the rules, and that's what's happening now. So we need to level that playing field so they can make some money and stay in the game. And then we've lost a lot of like infrastructure for local food systems, so there's a lot of things the government could be spending its money to find ways to bring back some of the processing plants that we've lost. And so the places where this happens, a lot of it happens in the Farm Bill, which happens every 5 years. The next one is up in 2012, and it really should be called the Food Bill because it affects all of us. It's not just about farms. And then a lot of this needs to be coming out of the folks that should be doing antitrust and competitiveness, which is the Department of Justice. And for a long time, they've not really engaged on food. And that's one of the reasons this hearing is so important is we need them to hear about the problem, and then we need to make them do something about it next.